Today we're going to be talking about CS50.me and Submit 50, two tools that we have alluded to greatly throughout today. So CS50.me is, again, essentially a platform that's going to bring together a lot of CS50's tools, and Submit 50 is going to be the tool that students will use to submit their code, as per its name. Thankfully, we name our tools with really sort of obvious, intuitive names. So Style 50, Check 50, Submit 50. And we're going to go ahead and start with CS50.me.
All right, so CS50.me, what exactly is it? Well, it's a centralized submission and grading platform for students and teachers. So for those less familiar, similar to something like Canvas or Blackboard, where teachers can upload grades and students can kind of view them. It does use GitHub credentials, so students and teachers both will need GitHub accounts to use CS50.me. And it's integrated, as Veronica was saying, integrates Submit 50 and Check 50, so kind of brings some of these tools together.
In some ways, it's sort of the administrative center of your teaching CS50.
All right, so just kind of a diagram of how CS50.me works with everything else. Students will probably be doing most of their programming in CS50 IDE. So from there, they would use Submit 50, which again, we'll talk about in a quick second, which will send all of their code to a repository in GitHub. And then GitHub and CS50.me are kind of working together to display to students and teachers all of the information that has been run through these tools. So you can kind of think of CS50.me as a wrapper for GitHub. Some of you might know that GitHub can be challenging to learn for those beginning. It's got a lot of technical tools. And so CS50.me kind of takes that away and allows students to really get to see what they want to see, which is probably their grades and their submissions, without having to figure out all the intricacies of GitHub.
Okay, now we're jumping ahead to a very important slide. So what can CS50.me do for you, do for teachers? Well, first you have to log in with your GitHub credentials. You can create assignments. So this is sort of where they're called branches, but essentially you create assignments and then students will then be able to submit their work to that. You can set deadlines, grant extensions, and override automated scoring. So this is sort of getting back to your point earlier, in the case that maybe a student has passed Style 50, sort of per the specifications, maybe they do have the correct, you know, amount of lines of code, however, they're all song lyrics, or, you know, every code is like, ha 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 ha, ha ha ha, I'm beating the system, or something of that sort. You could go in and override that automated score. Another example with specifically Check 50 would be, for instance, as we've seen, so Check 50 runs test cases that check for the standard input and standard output. So let's say a student hard-coded all of the answers to the different tests so that their program would indeed output sort of the correct answers as per the specific checks that Check 50 is running. Well, if you, when you were looking at their code, noticed that, then you could go ahead and give them whatever grade you felt was appropriate in CS50.me. Oh, and you can also manage, grade, and comment on student submissions. So again, you create assignments, students will submit assignments, their submissions sort of within that assignment. This is where you input your grading, and there's also a commenting feature. So once a student submits their work, then there's sort of a link and you click on it and you'll be able to comment. And I think someone mentioned this earlier, that the commenting on GitHub is actually really, really great, and we'll look into it a little bit later, but you can go in and comment directly in the line that is relevant. So it's very easy for teachers to comment on their students' code, and then even for students to reply and sort of comment back and say, oh, maybe that comment wasn't so clear. Could you, you know, include a link to where I could get more information about this? Right now, it's a little bit under construction, so we're actually not going to go into the teacher side of CS50.me too much into depth today. We're going to mostly focus sort of on the higher level features of CS50.me for teachers, and mainly focus on the student-facing side.
Right, so just know that those features will all be conserved in,
yes,
in the next version. All right, and then for students, well, again, uses GitHub, so the student will need to log in with their GitHub credentials. The student will be able to view all of their submitted problems
in addition to any of the problems that you, the teacher, has assigned. So it can kind of act as like a calendar for upcoming assignments for the students.
And good to note that one thing, so as a teacher, you could, that the students will see all of the assignments that you have created. So you, if you created, you know, every assignment, then all of those would be, the students would be able to see like all of the assignments you've created. So just one good thing to note.
In addition, viewing comments on code, there will be a link that kind of redirects the students to see where you have commented directly on their code. And they'll be able to view their scores. So after, we'll see in a little bit that all the automated scoring does appear immediately. And then also design scoring, which is done by you, the teacher, will also appear there once you've input it.
Great, so now we're just gonna super quickly go over and look at a student view of CS50.me. So this is just sort of the landing page where a student will see all of their submissions. It's good to note that these are actually all of the submissions that a student has for all courses. And we can, we'll zoom in a little bit and you'll see sort of part by part. But one good thing to note is that this is a situation in which a student could actually be in multiple courses. So for instance, if you as a teacher have taken edX online and used your GitHub credentials, you can use those same credentials to create a teacher account, and then you'd sort of have like course, oh, I was, you know, in CS50 like edX as a student, but now I'm in, you know, Lindsley Middle School as a course head. So right. You could have the same. Yeah, you could have sort of submissions that you've had as a teacher.
Just to reiterate, you can use the same account that you used for your edX course as the one to use for your new course at whatever school you're teaching at. So the next landing page is just on the left-hand side. You see the sidebar that says submissions, courses, account, and logout. This is the courses page. Again, if you're in multiple courses or if you're teaching a course and a student in a certain course, you could go here and select the course that you would like to view. So we're just going to go into CS50 example course. And here is the scores page. So we saw a sneak peek of this in one of the earlier presentations. But this is all of the assignments that the teacher has assigned and the corresponding submissions and the timestamp that the student submitted that problem at. On the right, you can see their score. So again, correctness and style are automatically graded with check 50 and style 50. Respectively, the middle is design. Design is a score that you as the teacher would input. So you can see that some of these assignments don't have design graded, but correctness and style are already graded. So that just means that part was automated. And again, with automated scoring, you can always go in and override in CS50.me.
Okay, so now that we've sort of gone into CS50.me a little bit, let's transition into Submit 50. So as I said before, Submit 50 is, CS50 is a command line tool that essentially just lets students submit their code. And uses GitHub. You do need your GitHub credentials. And it accepts files with specific file names. We'll sort of go into this. We'll like talk about this a little bit more in a bit. But what we are trying to sort of highlight here is that Submit 50 will be looking for a specific file name when it is run.
And this is determined when you as a teacher create an assignment. So for example, for the problem Mario, it's looking for specifically mario.c. Mm-hmm. And for CS50 published problems, it'll say at the bottom of the specification page, make sure your file is named this, and it's in this folder, and it's all kind of there for you. All right, so this is just a screenshot of maybe in the terminal talking about Mario again. So the way that we would submit is prepend submit 50, and then this to the right is this long string is kind of just an identifier for this particular assignment. Again, for CS50 problems, this will be given to the students in the problem specification, so it's a matter of copy and paste. And for teachers creating assignments of their own, it's something that you would designate yourself.
And again, we're just telling submit 50 sort of what assignment the student is submitting and sort of where to put it.
Alrighty, from there, again, Submit 50 uses GitHub, so the student would have to then log in with their username and password. And then here, this is what we're talking about. It's looking for specific files. Mm-hmm. So within this folder, Mario, which is where all these files are stored, it's looking for specifically Mario.c, mm-hmm. and it won't take any other files. Mm-hmm. So note what that means for you is that we have ./Mario that's not being included. That's actually the file that's created after you compile your code. And so you as a teacher.
It's called an assembly file.
Yeah, sorry. It's called an assembly file. So you as a teacher don't need to go through that. It's not really helpful for grading. So it just declutters your grading space.
Yeah, so again, it's sort of like if a student wants to submit a specific assignment, but they're in a folder that has tons of different files, Submit 50 is only going to take that relevant file and sort of push it to GitHub where it will, you know, you can access it with cs50.me.
Is it case sensitive? Did they capitalize the M or anything like that?
I think so, yes. But Chad, is it case sensitive? Yeah. Is it case sensitive? Yeah, the final name does need to be exactly as per the specification. Yeah. And then there's just a short prompt that asks students to just make sure that they are following the principles of academic honesty that are sort of delineated at the beginning of the course. The student can write yes, yes in all caps, why, capital Y. And in the case that a student says no, nothing happens. It's just the submission is canceled and that student is logged out of GitHub. So it's sort of a low stakes, but just an opportunity to say, actually, maybe I won't submit this code at this moment.
And then from there, the problem will have been submitted. It tells you exactly where it's submitted, and then it provides you with that cs50.me link, which Chad and Yella were talking about in their Check 50 presentation, where you see a more detailed output of your Check 50 feedback.
And then this is sort of how cs50.me and Submit 50 come together, because again, students will use Submit 50 to submit code, and then you as a teacher can sort of work with it in cs50.me, and students can also see the code that they have submitted in Submit 50. So how can they do that? Well, they could just click on this link, for instance, which would take them to their cs50 submissions landing page. And now we're going to go part by part and look at sort of all of this that we're dealing with.
All right, so a couple features. First is the submission tab, and this is a drop-down menu. When you click on it, you see a track record of the student's submissions. Students can submit to cs50.me as many times as they want, up to the deadline and even after the deadline, mm-hmm. and there will be like a kind of a demarcation for submissions before and after the deadline. So you as a teacher, again, on the teacher side, can actually grant extensions to students if that case occurs. And so you can kind of click on any submission that they've submitted over time.
And the automated score that appears on a student's automated scores page is actually the score taken from the most recent submission before the deadline.
Right. The next feature of cs50.me is just viewing the code. Pretty self-explanatory, but when you click on this button, it'll redirect you to the GitHub repository where that student's code is located.
Right,
so
here.
Clicking on that would just, it's just their file. Next, for comments, this is where you can find the comments on that particular student's code. So this is after you as a teacher has commented on their code. Again, this is kind of the interface for GitHub where teachers can comment. The little plus signs on the left, that's just how you would add a comment to that particular line.
Yeah, so you would view the code, go in, click, maybe you see a line that does something well, or there's, you know, maybe something could be better, and you just click on the little plus, the sort of like a little comment box pops up, you can comment, and then again, the really great thing is that a student can comment back, so you can sort of have this really great conversation that is exactly where it needs to be within the code. Because if you have like a really long piece of code, you know, it's really just sort of great to put the comments right where they need to be. It just makes reading them super easy. What more questions do we have before we continue? I'm scanning.
Right. And if there are any more like individualized questions, just feel free to ask any of us and we'll try our best to help out.
Okay, we're not quite done yet. We have another button that is the download button. Also pretty self-explanatory. A student can click that and download their code, so whatever they've submitted. And if it's just one file, it'll be just one file. If it was sort of a more complicated program with multiple files, it'll be downloaded as a zip file.
And then last but not least, another place to access the Check 50 for their particular submission. So after a student clicks on this, they can, one, use the link that was given after using Check 50. Also, they can go to cs50.me to get redirected to this page, which just gives more detailed explanations of the checks and maybe some feedback if need be.
Before we continue, do we have any, what final questions do we have about Submit 50 and or cs50.me? Okay.
I just want to say thank you for building this, because teaching this course last year versus 2 years ago, my life got back to me. And so
okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You should thank,
like, thank our wonderful
Cream.
Staff.
Yeah.
I'm happy to
talk to you. Okay.
All right.
And then before we go into our Birds of a Feather session, we are going to do super quick ID tools overview. So
you know, that's been a lot of tools.
Yeah,
for all
a lot of,
today. Of
tools. So earlier today, I told you all about Droplet, which again was the feature that formats C code as blocks, and it can be a really useful transition tool for students that are going from scratch to C.
We've got Help 50 again with kind of arcane messages from Clang or other tools. Kind of decodes that for students. Style 50 again, checking for bindings to CS50 style guide. Automated scoring. Debug 50 for runtime errors, other logic errors within a student's program, going step by step through the code to reveal values.
Chad and Yella told us a little bit about Check 50, which again checks the correctness of code by running a series of input output tests. And then finally, we just talked about Submit 50, the tool that students can use to submit their code.